So yes, we've got this library now. We've got the Sangharakshita library. We've got this place and this collection of books where in the future people will be able to, in a way, meet Bhante. In a way, get a sense of him, get a sense of who he was, get a sense of what mattered to him. Maybe researchers and scholars will be able to come here and look at the books and look at the influences on him. All his letters and correspondence will be here. There's a whole archive. There's a whole kind of fascinating archive that will tell people about the history of the movement from its early days. So in a way, that's what we're trying to create, something for us now, but also something for people in the future to kind of get a real sense of our movement and its history and Sangharakshita and where it all came from. And yes, what we want to do in the next few months is start to have the library open and used and part of the life of Adisthana. So it's really interesting, you know, Adisthana's been going for about 18 months, but it just feels like it feels like the heart is now just coming online, as it were. We're adding in a whole big, significant dimension to Adisthana by this place becoming open and available. And as Vidyadevi said, what we want to try and create in here is a kind of quiet space, a reflective space, a space where people can come and contemplate and just sit quietly and read and reflect. Because Adisthana can be quite a busy hub. So in a way, I think this is going to be the quiet heart of Adisthana. That's going to be one of the things that will be special about this particular space. One day, of course, you know, hopefully a long time from now, but after Bhante dies, he will be buried somewhere out there. If you're sitting in here, you'll also be aware of that burial space out there as well. Yes. And as Vidyadevi mentioned, there's going to be two libraries. So there'll be the Sangharakshita library, which we want to kind of keep pretty much as it is, but we will open it. It will be available for people to kind of look at the books and, you know, it's going to be accessible and alive in that kind of way. But there's also going to be what we're going to call the reference library, which we will add to, and we hopefully will create a really good collection of Dharma books. And that will be available as a reference library. People will be able to borrow books, take them elsewhere on site. So if you're on retreat here, it'll be a really good resource that you'll be able to access. And yes, as Vidyadevi mentioned, Dana Samudra is going to be our librarian. So we're really lucky that she's taking that on, and she's going to be kind of working out, you know, when we open the library, how we make it accessible to people in that kind of way, having a bunch of volunteers to run the place and so on.